How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Figure Four Daily. It is November 19, 2014. Here at figure4online.com/wrestlingobserver.com, we've got a lot of news to talk about today. Already got one show up as we speak, myself and Dave talking the news on TNA and interviewing Ricky Morton, who is the newest inductee into the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame. So that is a sneak peek right there. The Hall of Fame issue of the Observer is coming out later today on the front page at WrestlingObserver.com, so make sure you head up there in a few hours and check that out. Dave and I will also be back later on tonight talking more about the Hall of Fame, all of the news, and more. But first off, some news to get into here today. Quick note that most likely the Doctor of Lucha himself will not be on the program today. He's got a very, very busy work schedule, and I'm not sure we can work out a time to come on the show today, but I am going to try to get him on sometime this week. There's a lot of news to talk about, particularly involving Lucha Underground, which is quickly becoming my favorite show. So we'll talk about that with the Doctor of Lucha at some point this week. Obviously, the big news of the day is the official announcement that, yes, TNA has signed a television deal with Destination America. Tapings likely to kick off in mid-December, and most likely the first show will be airing on or around January 7th, 9 to 11 p.m. It will be a two-hour show, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about in regards to this. First off, if you want to help out Destination America, and you really should, because right now, as many people on Twitter noted, I have more Twitter followers than Destination America. As of the time that I am recording this update, I am currently at 17,500 followers, Destination America at 10,500 followers. And they were well below that earlier today, but they've added about 1,000 Twitter followers. And so my guess is that the TNA hardcores are going to boost that number up above mine probably by the end of the day. But hey, for right now, the bragging rights are in my court. 17,500 Twitter followers for me, 10,500 for Destination America. Now, a lot of numbers to talk about here in terms of this move from Spike TV to Destination America, as we have talked about for a while. It seems that because Destination America is in or around 50 million homes in this country, and Spike TV is in a little bit less than 100,000, a person could argue that, hey, well, Destination America is in half the homes. Hopefully, they'll get half the viewership. Now, in a perfect world, that would be the case. They moved to Destination America, as they talked about in the conference call with all of the wrestlers. Destination America is supposedly very much behind TNA. They're going to give them a big push, the likes of which they have never gotten before on Destination America. The reality, however, is it is not always an even trade in terms of homes that a show or a television product is available in and the number of people that actually watch the show. A couple of stats here. Although Destination America is in half the homes of Spike TV, the El Rey Network is currently available in about 66.5 million homes. Actually, a correction. El Rey is available in approximately 40 million. Now, I've read two different press reports about El Rey. One of them states that El Rey is currently available in 40 million homes, and this article was written earlier this year. Another article is stating that they hope by the end of this year to be in around 40 million homes. Now, one way or the other, around 40 million is what we're looking at here. Maybe it's around 30, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 million homes that the El Rey Network is available in. So we'll say a little less than half the number of homes that Spike TV is currently available in. Now, although it is available in millions and millions of homes, it is not a case where a half a million people are watching Lucha Underground. The very first episode of Lucha Underground was viewed by 8,000 people. The last free show that we did on this website was listened to by significantly more than 8,000 people. So the point here is, it is not a fair trade-off to say, well, they're in half the number of homes, they're going to get half the number of viewers. El Rey is close to 40 million homes in this country, and only 8,000 people watched Lucha Underground. The key here is that El Rey is a network that nobody watches. And unfortunately, right now, Destination America is a network that nobody watches. The 50 million homes, the 66.5 million, actually, that I had mentioned earlier, that is the number of homes that Unimas is available in. Unimas is in 66.5 million homes, which is probably 15 to 20 million more homes than Destination America. And they had about 180,000 people watching Lucha Underground. Now, I want more than anybody, I've given my gold boat speech many times, I would love for TNA to be a big success on Destination America. But for the TNA fans that are really excited about this and they're looking at the number of homes and how Destination America is very much behind TNA, I think people should consider the fact that the reality may be much different. Spike TV sent out a statement today. Our partnership with TNA Wrestling will officially come to an end with our last telecast on December 24th. And so I was wrong yesterday when I stated my feeling was that tonight was going to be the very last night for Impact Wrestling on Spike TV. I felt that when they canceled the December, there are 2 weeks at the end of December that I believe that they have canceled the best of shows for Impact, and they have canceled the best of show next week, which is airing the day before Thanksgiving. It's not even falling on Thanksgiving. It is the day before Thanksgiving. I thought as soon as these announcements were made, the reality was that when they announced the partnership with Destination America, Spike TV would air the final show tonight on Spike, and that would be the end of the relationship. But according to Kevin Kay, this is going to continue all the way through the final telecast on Christmas Eve. He says, Dixie Carter and her team have been incredible partners to work with over the past 9 years, delivering high-action entertainment and strong ratings. As Spike continues to evolve into a network reaching a broader audience, we continue to look across our schedule to find opportunities to add original scripted and non-scripted programming that appeals to a wider demographic. On behalf of everyone at Spike, we would like to wish Dixie and TNA all the best and continued success. And that is from Spike TV. And in fact, Spike TV has been very kind to TNA, as their deal actually expired back in October. But Spike TV was willing to allow TNA to continue airing on the network through the end of the year in a non-contractual agreement, as TNA found a way to attempt to get onto another network, which has now ended up being Destination America. There have been several different websites and publications today that have covered the story, including Variety, Deadline, and Multi-Channel News. And I should also note that a number of shows I am interested in are also airing on Destination America, including Ghost Stalkers and Amish Hunting, all available on Destination America. So that is the latest on that. We will have more on this story tonight on the Wrestling Observer Radio Show. I should note that now that an official announcement has been made, that TNA does, in fact, have a new television deal. I don't know this for sure, but my strong speculation is, for those of you that wanted to see Jim Ross and Mike Tenay doing commentary for the New Japan Wrestle Kingdom 9 show coming up on January 4th, from the Tokyo Dome in Japan, my guess is that is very, very unlikely to happen. Now that a new television deal has been signed, I'm sure TNA will be looking to re-sign a number of people, including Mike Tenay, and my guess is they will not be down with the idea of Mike Tenay doing TNA Impact Wrestling as well as the Tokyo Dome pay-per-view alongside Jim Ross. What that means as far as who Jim Ross's broadcast partner will be, I don't know. Maybe it will end up being Mike Tenay. I personally don't see the problem with Mike Tenay doing the Tokyo Dome, a one-time standalone pay-per-view at this point, where I'm sure Mike Tenay would get a lot of exposure, and it would probably help TNA and Destination America. But my guess is their idea is not to allow TNA, Mike Tenay, to do this show. And so probably Jim Ross and the folks over at Global Force Wrestling will be looking for a new broadcast partner for Jim Ross here in the next couple of days. But again, anything can happen. Dana White made a very interesting comment the other day, and I suggest that this is a story that people should follow. Dana outright said, and this is a direct quote, I wish I had the audio, but I'm just going to give you the direct quote, Brock wouldn't go to Bellator. Dana White's belief is that Brock Lesnar, if he comes back to mixed martial arts, Brock is going to want to come back and face the best fighters in the world. And according to Dana White, the best fighters in the world are in UFC. Now, I don't know this for certain. I have not been told this directly. But I have been given the impression, from a number of different people, in fact, that if you think that Bellator is not going to make a play for Brock Lesnar, you've got another thing coming. And I will tell you something about Brock Lesnar. Brock may want to fight the biggest stars and the best heavyweights in the world, but Viacom has got a lot of money, and they just have to put one more zero on the end of that check, and I am telling you right now, Brock Lesnar will go to Bellator. I'm not saying as a fact he's going to go. I'm just saying that if they offer him enough money, he will go to Bellator. Brock Lesnar is in a very unique situation where he is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He is out hunting right now. I don't even know where Brock Lesnar is at, but I do know where he's not. He's not on WWE television, but he is going to be coming back soon, and the build is going to begin for Brock's championship defense, most likely at WrestleMania. When that match is over, Brock Lesnar is a free agent. And based on the WWE's new network schedule, the decline in pay-per-view buys due to the fact that all of the shows, including WrestleMania, are available on the WWE Network, is he worth $5 million per year to WWE? There is going to be a bidding war going on. I don't even know if WWE is going to jump into the fight. Maybe WWE figures, you know what? Let this guy go and do some mixed martial arts. He's not going to be able to do it forever. Inevitably, his mixed martial arts career will end yet again, and whether he fights for UFC or Bellator on Spike TV, it is going to raise his profile, and perhaps we won't have to get into a bidding war when his MMA career is over. He will have nowhere to go. If he wants to make some money, he can come to us, or he can retire and he can go out into the woods again. So we may as well let the guy go. But I strongly suspect that you are going to see a bidding war between UFC and Bellator for the services of Brock Lesnar for the final fights of his career. Maybe Vince McMahon will decide to get into the bidding war as well. I don't know, but Brock is in a unique situation where he could conceivably have the three biggest combat sports organizations in the world all battling for him after WrestleMania this year. And again, if you don't think Brock would go to Bellator, Brock will go to Bellator. He will go to Bellator, he will go to UFC, he will remain with WWE. Whoever offers him the most money, that's where he's going to go. And there is now a third dog in the fight, that being Bellator. So this spring is going to be very interesting. New stipulation for Survivor Series. Have you heard? They have added, at the SmackDown tapings, by the way, which I find to be very interesting, they have added the stipulation that if John Cena's team loses, Hunter has announced that because the Authority would still be in charge, he will fire the entire team. He will fire John Cena and the Ryback. He'll fire everybody. Even Eric Rowan, if you can believe that. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that the Raw rating on Monday kind of sucked. The first hour did 3.9 million viewers. Now, keep in mind, last week, the third hour of the show dropped to 3.9 million viewers. This week, the show opened at 3.6 million viewers, or 3.9 million. It fell to 3.8 million in hour two, and it fell even further to 3.6 million in hour three. What happened in hour three? Well, that was the final hour of the final build for what the company is promoting as the biggest Survivor Series main event of all time. Hunter even called it the biggest match of his entire career, and it fell to 3.6 million viewers. I have said for weeks now that this angle is not working. It is not a believable angle. I mean, who honest to God believes we're never going to see Triple H and Stephanie again? Nobody. Nobody in their right mind believes that. Who honest to God believes there's a possibility that John Cena's team is going to lose and we'll never see John Cena on television again? He won't even be gone for 1 week. I think that the storyline sucks. I think it's unbelievable. I think that the rating here shows that people don't buy it. And I think that when this number came in, they decided they needed to add a new stipulation for Survivor Series, which is why the stipulation was not added on Raw. It was added on SmackDown after the rating came out. Now, another person in the company, I asked them about this. They're very close to creative. And I said, is this new stipulation the result of the Raw rating being what it was? And this person did not think so. This person was under the impression that the stipulation was added because they want an excuse, one way or another, to bring Vince McMahon back to TV on Monday. And my guess with the stipulation being that if Cena's team loses, they're all fired. My guess is that obviously the John Cena team is winning. And I do know, by the way, that a couple of days ago, there was a meeting and there was a change made regarding the main event of Survivor Series. I don't know what the change was. I don't know if it was adding Eric Rowan and taking out Sheamus. I don't know if maybe they changed the finish. I don't know if they had a meeting with the people doing Randy Orton's movie and they found a way to get Randy Orton in for one day. Maybe something will happen at the pay-per-view and Eric Rowan will be taken out. It'll be a handicap match. It will look for sure like John Cena's team is about to lose, but then Randy Orton will make his big triumphant return in his hometown and help Team John Cena win. Keep in mind, when Randy Orton's babyface turn began, the entire reason that they began that switch was because the Survivor Series was going to be in his hometown of St. Louis. And they were going to pull the trigger there. It was going to be a big babyface turn in his hometown, and everybody was going to be going crazy. And, of course, then he signed for a movie that required him to be gone. I think, my gut tells me, that he is going to be back at Survivor Series, and he's going to help Team John Cena win. The Team Authority will lose the match, and the next night, Vince McMahon will come out, and he will make whatever announcement he is going to make. And my guess will be it will be a way for Triple H and Stephanie to likely win their job back, maybe at the December pay-per-view, which kind of kills the stipulation of Survivor Series. But at the same time, the stipulation will be that they did in fact lose their power. Maybe we can get a month of Team John Cena running the show or something like that. I don't know exactly where they're going, but I do know that something is happening Sunday. And in my opinion, it should be something very, very big because, again, this is the free network month and you've got to show the people if you don't normally get the network, if you don't normally get pay-per-views, look at all of the big matches and angles that occurred on this pay-per-view. This can't just be another three-hour edition of Raw on the network. This has got to be a big-time pay-per-view quality main event style show. And if it's not, it's going to be a rough couple of months for WWE leading into the Royal Rumble. That is it from here, everybody. We're going to be back later on tonight with a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio. As noted, there's already one up on the front page right now. Dave and I interviewing Ricky Morton. And of course, as noted later on today, the brand new edition of the Wrestling Observer Radio, the Hall of Fame issue, is going to be available, the biggest issue of the year, on the front page only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. So check that out, and we'll talk more about it tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again after a while.